The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say something about the practice, mindfulness practice has a lot to do with noticing what's happening. And there's many things that we can notice. And one of the very useful things to notice is noticing our desires, noticing what we want. And for the most part, I think desires are operating all the time. They're almost, can be subconscious. You know, we have desires and we might recognize some of our desires, but they operate so quickly for many, many of us. I mean, simply, you might not have occurred to note it or notice it as a desire that at the end of the sitting, the bell rings and you open your eyes. There had to be some desire to open your eyes, for the eyes to open. Or maybe you shifted your posture as soon as the bell rang. There's some desire around that. There is, some of you might be perplexed by what I just said, that desires are, you know, everywhere. And so there's a desire to try to understand better that's operating, or a desire to debate it. You know, that's not true. Or, you know, so the desires are operating in many ways. And so, you know, when we do walking meditation, there can be, it can be shady in one place where you do it if you do it outside, and sunny in another place. And there can be a simple desire that as you get to the edge of the shade space, you turn around to stay in the shade rather than going to the sun. So with these kinds of examples, I'm trying to say that the desires are operating very subtly all the time. It's not necessarily the big desires that, that, I don't know what the big, what are the big three? You can make it up yourself. Your big three, your top desires that, you know, really, when you have in the grips of the desires, you know you have a desire, you know what you want. There's a whole range from subtle to gross, powerful desires that are operating human beings. So one of the things to be sensitive to notice as you do mindfulness practice, is to notice what you want. Notice what you're desiring. There can be desires connected to mindfulness itself. We could want something from the practice. We're trying to do something, trying to accomplish something. There can be desires operating while you're doing the practice, have nothing to do with the practice itself, but have to do with making yourself more comfortable or practicing in such a way that other people see how great you are, a practitioner, or practicing in such a way that no one notices that you're here. There's all kinds of things that are operating. probably any most distractions you have, that any mind, you go away from the present moment, you get lost in your thought. You could probably spend a few moments looking at that distracted thinking and try to understand what is the desire that's behind it. Chances are there's a desire, something you want, or something that you don't want, which is a variation of it, operating. Learning to become a little more sensitive to how desires operate inside of you is a very useful aspect of this practice. As you do that, one of the hopes is that, or one of the trainings, is to always, with all things that we notice in practice, is to try to train ourselves or try to be very generous to ourselves, whatever we notice. To be very relaxed about it, very open about it. In other words, don't become self-conscious or angry or feel like now you're a bad Buddhist because now Gil has pointed out that, you know, in a one-minute period of time, it turns out you have 32 desires. When you look at the subtlety of it, you know, this now it's... You know, so, you know, just part of the training of mindfulness is whatever you notice, try to hold it with equanimity, without judgment. So, for those of you who have no desires this morning, just enjoy it. So, thank you.